The spiritual fall separated humanity from God's design. Sin brought shame, hiding, blame, disordered desire, broken relationships, and death. But Jesus Christ is the way back to God. This does not mean Jesus merely gives us advice about how to improve ourselves. Jesus does not simply point to a better lifestyle. He does not only inspire religious feelings. Jesus saves. He enters the fallen world as the eternal Son of God made flesh. He becomes truly human without ceasing to be truly God. This matters deeply for the organic human understanding of spiritual growth. Jesus does not treat the body as a problem. He takes on real embodied human life. He is born, he grows, he eats, he sleeps, he works, he touches the sick, he weeps, he suffers, he dies, he rises bodily from the dead. The way back to God is not an escape from embodied life. The way back to God is through the embodied Savior. Jesus succeeds where Adam failed. Adam distrusted God in the garden. Jesus obeyed the Father in the wilderness and all the way to the cross. Jesus faces temptation without surrendering to Satan's lies. He refuses bread apart from the Father's will. He refuses spectacle apart from humility. He refuses kingdoms apart from worship. He will not seize glory apart from obedience. Then Jesus goes to the cross. At the cross, Jesus deals with sin at the root. He carries our guilt. He bears our shame. He enters the place of judgment. He gives himself in love. 1 Corinthians 15 summarizes the gospel clearly. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. The resurrection means that sin and death do not have the final word. Jesus does not merely forgive the fallen soul and leave it unchanged. He begins a new creation. In Christ, we are reconciled to God. We are made alive. We are adopted as God's children. We receive the Holy Spirit. We begin to grow in a new direction. This is why spiritual growth must stay centered on Jesus. Without Jesus, spiritual growth becomes self-improvement. Without Jesus, repentance becomes shame. Without Jesus, discipline becomes performance. Without Jesus, calling becomes ambition. Without Jesus, morality becomes pride or despair. But with Jesus, spiritual growth becomes grace-shaped restoration. The fallen person can come home, the hiding person can come into the light, the ashamed person can receive mercy, the disordered soul can be renewed, the embodied human can begin walking again with God. Jesus Christ is the way back to God.